This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
And here we go.
There's a drive!
That is Derek's Dimes. Well done, well done.
Swing and a drive!
6'11 and a half, he's an athlete, face-up shooter.
High drive to left field!
I've been hearing that a lot.
You visited here this past weekend. Sounds like it went well.
The drive of the game.
I think if I'm Underwood, I want you to go out and I want you to take every available shot you have.
Swing and a drive, and that ball is absolutely right.
Well, here we are.
And he drives one.
Coach Derek Piper here.
Happy to be joined by Josh Whitman.
Brad Underwood.
Lovie Smith coming in to join us.
Gee. Let's go for a little ride.
Derek Burson, key in some of those interviews. It is The Drive. Tay Piper. I'm Lante. He's Derek Piper. Hans D, shut down from the flying world, is with us. Hans, you really honestly can't go get in a plane right now?
I mean, you could, but from the school point, no.
Oh, you'd have to steal it?
Yeah, I'd have to steal it.
Have you ever thought of stealing a plane?
Of course. No. I mean, yeah, but no.
That might not be something you'd want on your record.
Yeah.
Maybe let that go. So, but yeah, we were laughing because we're like, that's like the ultimate social distancing. Yeah.
Hans, you're grounded, literally.
Yeah, good. That's a good call. All right, Hans, you're going to be back with Who You Got, bottom of the hour.
Of course.
This is a classic, Who You Got. I cannot wait for this. So one of the teams, by the way, D. Brown, Darren, and James versus, and I'll let you guess.
Oh, that's going to be a blowout.
That's We're going to be fun. This is going to be fun. We've even got, like, college football coaches at Illinois sparring against each other in bowl games. So this is awesome. Hans put a lot of work into this.
Get
so
creative, and we brought in the man.
He totally did. All right, great show so far. Craig Anderson, executive director of the IHSA, joined us at 4:05. Jack Ingram, Illinois basketball in 2005, joined us at 4:30. That was kind of a funny hashtag, find Jack. And we found him, and he was great. And now we're going to talk with the sports information director for Illini basketball, Derek Burson. How are you, DB?
I am in my house.
That's the best start to any interview I've ever done. I am in my house. This is crazy, Derek. We were going to have you come in, and then we're like, well, wait a minute. He's got kids, and he probably shouldn't be here. We better just keep him at home. What is this like before we dig into your job? We're all experiencing this for the first time. What has this been like for the Bursons?
Surreal, I guess, you know, for anybody. How quickly everything changed, you know. I think it was, I'm having trouble remembering what day it is. I guess today is Friday, right?
Right.
Every day feels like the same now. But, you know, we had that press conference 1 week ago today with Coach Underwood and Josh Whitman. And to me, that feels like that happened last October, you know. Like basketball season hadn't even started when we had that. I just can't believe how much has changed, and it's all, we all understand why everybody's doing what they are, but it is not March Madness, right? It's not what we all thought this time of year would be. So
amen.
It's been pretty wild, but we're all trying to do our best.
DB, has Brad sent you any updates on the garage or cleaning out the closet, the bathroom, anything that he's up to recently?
No. What the last time I talked to him, and like, because, you know, as you know, Derek, he's so agreeable to media requests. So we get a lot because of that. And I was starting to get nervous as they were rolling in, like, he's got to be so devastated about the season, not getting able to play in the postseason. What's he going to say when I start calling and asking him? And I got the message right away, basically, whatever you want me to do, I'll do. I'm cleaning closets. I'm cleaning storage centers. You know, whenever I can do to get a break from that and talk basketball, I want to do. So I'm loading them up.
I know that you're usually one of the first people that he sees or after a game or far as the first conversations. And when the news was coming down about the Big Ten tournament, the NCAA tournament, I know you were over at Butler in Indianapolis when you guys had practice. What was that like? What do you remember about that? And how difficult were those times, just seeing his reaction, the conversations, and obviously the players as well?
Well, that was, you talk about a surreal day. I didn't go. The team went Wednesday night, and I didn't. I stayed back, and I drove over Thursday morning. And as I was going, is kind of, you know, when the whole essential, you know, we're going to close it off to the public, but essential people only can go. And I'm sitting there thinking, am I essential? You know, as I'm as I'm driving, I'm really not. But am I? Well, I guess I should go, and we'll see. And we got, I actually went straight to Butler, and the Journey, as you guys know, the Journey is the film crew that documents Big Ten basketball season. We had set up that they were going to do a lot of extra access with us for the Big Ten tournament and following IO and Illinois, which is going to be pretty cool. And about right when I was getting off the interstate, well, they were supposed to meet us at Butler for that practice. Right as I was getting off the interstate, and I was about 10 minutes away from the from Hinkle Fieldhouse, I got a call, or it was actually a text, saying, hey, we're shutting down shooting. Hope you understand. Thanks for, you know, the opportunity. And I was like, that's not a very good sign, right? So I went to Butler, and they were warming up, and practice got going. And then, you know, I was like, I even told Shannon, I was looking at my Twitter timeline, and Shannon Ryan's tweet was like, sitting here courtside watching Michigan and Rutgers warming up, about ready to get started.
Wow.
And then the next time I looked at my phone, it was players had been pulled off the court here at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. And I was like, oh, okay. And then it was not even minutes later that the word came out that the tournament was canceled. Well, we were already in practice, and they still had a little bit left to go. And at that point, nothing had been decided on the NCAA tournament.
Sure.
So he let them go ahead and finish their workout. And it was a great workout. I'm sure you guys have heard about that, that practice. That was, and it was a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun at that practice. And they, that looked like a team that was ready for March, you know, that was ready for the postseason. And he got word that the Big Ten tournament had canceled. So when he got the team together at half court, he gave them that word, you know, hey, here's what's happened. It canceled the tournament. We're going to go back to the hotel. We're going to shower. We're going to get our box lunches, and we're going to head back in the bus to Oven. And it was on that bus ride that I think probably about 20 miles out, maybe the word came out that the NCAA tournament had been canceled. So
wow.
Now it goes for, you talk about a swing of emotions, right?
Wow.
They went to Hinkle that day to practice to go win a Big Ten tournament championship, and then they're walking into Oven a couple hours later and it's over. And so they had a team meeting at Oven, which was very emotional, as you can imagine. Talked to a lot of people in there, said it's one of the tougher end of season meetings they've ever been around, and guys said their goodbyes. And as you guys know, you know, before you even get into online only classes and all that, this was going to be U of I spring break this week here. So
right.
Then it basically became, it's over, you know, go home. And so guys that were, had, you know, drivable, drove or took flights and got home over the weekend, a couple guys are still here. But now so much has changed since even, you know, the things that we were thinking about and experiencing that day, that that feels like, you know, weeks ago to me, or months ago. It's just, it's hard to believe this has all happened here within the last week.
Powerful stuff. Derek Burson, Sports Information Director, Illini Basketball. You know, Derek, I want, before we go any further, I want people to kind of understand what you do, because I think we take it for granted in the media. Derek and I, we both understand what you do. We understand that it's, you know, who's that dude that's always with Brad Underwood or with Kofi or with Io? Well, that's Derek Burson. Explain a little bit. I know this is very probably, you know, I'm sure for you it's like, really? But explain a little bit. Explain a little bit what you do. I mean, do you, did you have to reintroduce yourself to your wife and kids? I mean, you'd never see them,
yeah,
I'm guessing.
Do, yeah. I mean, I do that every April, every late March or April.
Just to explain a little bit. What you do.
Try and be a good dad in the summer and an average husband, and then during basketball season, probably bad at both, to be honest with you. So, well, you know, it's basically what I try and say is my parents, I still don't think they know what I do. You know,
awesome.
They think I write for the team. I used to hear keep stats for the team, whatever, you know, I basically it's public relations for basketball or communications director for basketball. So, as you guys know, but if others don't, we have a staff that splits up the sports, and we handle everything, coaches' schedules, athlete interviews, credentialing for TV, work in media that come to the games, press row, credentialing, game notes, post-game notes, stats, work with the conference office, work with the NCAA on stuff like that. And then, you know, the business has changed so much. You know, when I started, there was no social media. There was no telling your own story. You know, you relied on the media to do all that.
Sure.
You know? When I started, we still got results by fax from a school that was hosting a game, you know, and I had to go in the office and wait for to get a fax. So the methods of communication and websites changing into, you know, our video department. You know, when I started, we didn't even have a video department. I mean, I think back to what a big deal was in 2004-05. We got a video department in-house and put the video board up at then Assembly Hall, now State Farm Center. Can you believe? I mean, the things we take it for granted now, isn't it weird to think until 2005 we did not have a video board in the arena?
Wow.
Good first year for that, by the way.
Yes.
Because then that Andy and Daryl, who were our first two hires for that video department, they got to make a season DVD called Season to Remember, of obviously the greatest basketball season we've had. So then you have the arrival of social media and all those hires and creative, and now we have our department are just cranking out so much stuff. It's really overwhelming, actually, when you think about it.
Derek, I know you're privy to a lot of the behind-the-scenes stuff. You get to see practice and everything. I want to touch back on that practice at Hinkle Fieldhouse on that Thursday. What was different about it? What was it that makes Brad gush over it or just so excited about what he saw on the court that day?
Just the energy and then just how locked in everyone was. There was never one moment of happen to correct or stop or get attention or, hey, we're not going hard enough or we're not competing hard enough. It was incredible. Practice 102, we will talk about practice 102 for 20 years. I guarantee you that.
Wow.
And no coaches like to talk. One thing they love to do is talk about practice anyway, right? So then if you have a good practice, oh, that's the Holy Grail, right? So then you want to talk about practice, watch practice, talk to other coaches about practice. We like to talk about practice. They're there, that we're in the gym. I was sitting with Fletch and then his assistant, Drake, and Jason Mary, our video guy. And we were just, there was a part where they wanted, I think it was Kofi was at the free throw line, and they wanted, it was a competitive segment. So Coach Coleman was calling up to us to make noise, right, from the stands, because we're trying to put pressure on him on the free throw. And then everybody got going, and it was just like the energy in that gym. I can't explain it. It was a team that you knew was ready for the moment.
You mentioned the video team that you have for Illinois, and if somehow you haven't seen it, the one shining moment on your Twitter account is fantastic. But looking back on that season, there's a lot of moments in there, but is there one in particular that stands out to you? It was a resurgent season, and it brought Illinois basketball back in a lot of people's minds. Is there one that particularly stands out for you in particular?
Man, that is that's hard to say one. That's one of the reasons why I love that video so much, is it shows you so much. But I think the two, you know, obviously Io's game winner at Michigan is ridiculous, right? How did he even make that? I've watched that 50 times. Yeah. I still don't understand how he made the shot. But I'll tell you guys, for me, one of the gratifying things about this for me is someone who's been with the program a long time, and you guys are, Lon, you covered it for a long time,
right?
And you, Derek, you've watched it forever. We know what that building is like when it's going, right? Mm-hmm. And when we've got a team that's a contender, and there is nothing, I always say, there's not State Farm Center, there's no better big game arena, right?
Nice.
You can argue, okay, what's the best, Allen Fieldhouse, whatever. Big game setting, there is no college arena I want to be in more than State Farm Center. To have that back the second half of the year, to see before the Maryland game, the way Crush was lined up, to see all the seats filled and the noise. David Cron from our marketing department sits by me, plays a lot of the music. He had like a decibel meter reading on his iPhone. When Io hit the layup to
to give us a 1-point lead against Michigan State. When, as you guys know, we trailed the whole time. When he hit that layup to put us up one, I looked down and it's at 112 decibels. I was
wow.
like, holy cow, you know, this is awesome. This is rocking. It's back, right?
Yep.
But so I guess this is long-winded, but what I'm getting to, the second half of for me of Iowa, there's two plays that Iowa makes in transition. The first is he flies up the court and throws the cross-court pass to Trent for the baseline three, and then his Euro on Garza in the open court.
Yep.
That place blew up. You know, if you guys were there, if you were watching on TV, it was electric, and I was like, it's back. You know, so that's what I'll remember, watching Iowa in the open court, in our arena, with the place rocking. I'll remember that for a long time.
Great stuff. Derek Burson, Sports Information Director, Illinois Basketball. A couple of things about your job. You just mentioned all that, and I can feel the passion in you talking about that. And you are one of the few at State Farm Center during a game that is working. Right? I mean, most of us are just we're there cheering.
I'm supposed to be. Derek may, sitting behind me, he may be able to, if pressured, say that there's maybe a time or two I've lost my decorum at their composure at the scorer's table. I think that could probably be, found if there was a camera on me. But, It's passion. I will say that in my defense. Is that a defense? I don't know, but that's where I'm going to go. I'm going to go with passion. But because you live it with these guys, right?
This is,
I know, and it's only a game. It is with what we're going on right now, but these are their livelihoods and this is what our players want to do for the rest of their lives. This is what the coaches have dedicated. This is their profession and everything that they're, and you get invested in that, and you can't help it. It's impossible to be in that locker room and be with our players on a 7 days a week. You know, it's not 365 because they do get some time off, but go home for a couple weeks in the spring, the summer, but it is year round. You know, I mean, Io didn't leave. He was here in May, and I'm sure Derek has talked about the way he works, right? Allen stayed. Then these guys started this journey in June. They were here in the summer. Then you go, college basketball is a long season, and it's all to get to March Madness, right? And that's what they're all working toward. And so now there's just this, you just don't have closure, right? So that's kind of what everyone's kind of in the basketball world is like, been zombies the last few days, because you're used to, you know, most seasons end with a loss or a heartbreak or in a sad locker room, but they competed and they had the closure. To not have that this year makes it really unusual. And then, you know, internally, it also makes it tough for a couple of reasons. One, it's obviously we know it's been a while since we've been on that stage. And then secondly, with what we had, a great defense, a great point guard who can close, a center who can affect the game and impact the game, we felt like we had a team that could make a run in March too. So it's just that part of it makes it tough.
For the record, Derek, I see you working. You just got to make sure that Brad's water bottle isn't flying your way. You don't have to worry about the basketball hitting your laptop or anything, but that is one thing on the table.
Did you ever get a new one, or did you finish the year with the loaner?
I'm still loaning for my brother. I like that laptop. I haven't gave it back yet.
There's got to be some work comp on that.
I hope so.
Go out. The liability of the trade. Derek Burson, I want to ask you about, I'm one of those guys, Derek, that I want in life, I'm not going to get too deep here, in life, I want to make sure that everybody likes me. All right? So if somebody doesn't like me, I'm like, ugh. Or I hope that they like me. Yeah. So you have a job where, you know, this year, it's wonderful. We're winning games. Hey, Brad, I need you to go here. Hey, Kofi, I need you to do this. There are times where it's not the best of times. You know, a close loss, the season's not going as well as you think. And yet you're still the one that has to talk to the coach and say, you've got to go do this. Are there ever any, and I know you and Brad see each other eye to eye and you get over it. Are there ever times where you get in your car after a game and you're like, I don't like him, or I bet he doesn't like me, but then the next day you're back to being professional?
I'd have to say, I don't think so with the coach. You know, first of all, that he doesn't like me, I don't like them, wouldn't happen. But
right.
Very rare in my career disagreements, coaching at that level. You know, they all understand their role and their responsibility, and you got to do this. I'm not saying sometimes it's not hard to break that emotion of a gut-wrenching loss, and you're on our radio network headset, you know, 5 minutes later. You know,
right.
Those moments are tough, but not really a conflict. I have had over in my career, you know, I've had some very difficult conversations with players, you know, after tough losses, or they were disappointed in their performance, or maybe were involved in a play that didn't go right. And of course, that's who's requested by the media. Those are some, you know, some challenging moments, but I've always gotten through those. And I mean, Derek's on the beat every day. You know, these guys do a lot of media, right? Your rotation, like this year, what do we have? An 8-player rotation, basically. And they're talking to the media 5 days a week for 5 months.
Wow.
It is a, you know, there's a little, okay, hey, today, but all right, you didn't do this one, but remember that, you know, and I'm playing this game all the time in my head with them, or remembering all this. I thought that was going well until I realized they don't remember it the same way. They always think I just did it, right?
Right.
I just did it. No, DB, I just did it. Well, you did, but we played 3 games this week, right? We had 2 day before availabilities. Everybody just did it. So we got to keep, you know, going on. It's a long season. There's a lot of games. There's a lot of, one of the great things about here, a ton of media coverage on basketball,
sure.
Right? That's
sure.
What makes Illinois different. We like that. But it comes at that those guys have to learn a lot of responsibility in dealing with that, and they've never had that before they get here, right? So that's part of the growth process for them, and can deal with some fun challenges along the 6-month journey of the season.
It's stinking media. That's what it. We're gonna hold that for a whole nother day.
Sorry.
I want to get Derek just in a room, just he and I having a beer. I want to be like, all right, tell me about it. All right, Derek, I want
to
ask you.
If you go to Wrigley Field with me, we could do that.
Oh,
Problem is, I know you root for the wrong side.
Right.
I don't think it'll ever happen.
Might be an issue, but you know, I could probably
don't watch anybody play these days.
Yeah, right. That sounds
yeah,
so good.
Be a Wrigley Field trip. Yeah, I don't know.
That sounds so good right now. I would go with you. Derek, we're going to wrap up here. We've had you on too long, and I appreciate your time.
Right.
This is very interesting to me, and I think for our listeners. We just had Jack Ingram on, and, you know, that 05 team, were you the sports information director? Were you the main guy?
Yeah, there were 2. Kent and I both at
okay.
that time.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, it was Kent, and he let me hang around and do some work too. And to be honest, 2 wasn't even enough that year, because if you guys remember that, you talk about a team that was covered, you know, that was like we were like the New York Yankees that whole season. So, him and I were both on it the whole season. And now I may be remembering this wrong. I think he took a final the day of the national championship game at the hotel. Did he tell you that? Did that come up?
We did not. I'm not very good at asking questions.
No, that's all right. it just occurred to me as I was thinking about that.
Well,
I'm pretty sure. I know it was Final Four weekend. I think it was actually the day of the game.
Wow.
He had a final. He was an engineering major and had to take a final at the hotel.
Unbelievable. Well, and Derek,
this
could be my last question, but are you sometimes just absolutely amazed? I always used to love talking to a freshman, and then by the time they were a senior, you could almost look at D. Brown and say, I need a 15-second soundbite real quick on rebounding. You know, and he could spit it out in 14.8 seconds or 15.2, and you'd be like, perfect. It was
one of the best.
Oh, my. Are you always impressed just at how these kids have to handle, like you just said, Jack Ingram has to take a final the day of the national title. I bet it amazes you every year how these kids have to grow up so fast, and it amazes you how well they do it.
Absolutely. You know, and there is a lot of attention on them, and how bright they are and how well they're able to process what it means and how much it means to so many people, and that, you know, you guys are there to do, media is there to do the job, right? And then we have internal people that are there to do a job. Like for example, Io, he's only in his second year, but he knows right away if he sees it, Kelsey from our staff or Jason Murray from our staff, he knows, okay, this is an internal request, and he can sit down and knock out something on with a lav mic on, like, you know, he's a professional.
Sure.
And then, if it's time to go over and talk to the 15 media that have come to practice about the game the next day, he can walk over and start talking about, you know, what are the keys to beating Iowa, right? And then he can go right back and get in his extra lift with Fletcher, get into practice, or go watch film. Like, these guys, and there's class, there's, you know, there's so much going on, and they're just absolute rock stars at how they handle it.
DB, before I let you go.
And that's why they're so beloved.
Amen.
Yeah, no doubt about
Amen.
It.
Amen.
DB, before I let you go, I wanted to ask about the international players you guys have and how they're dealing with this issue. Georgie, Bossman, Kofi, have they been able to, are they still here on campus? What's that been like?
Georgie and Ben are, Kofi went to New York. Now remember, though, we are on spring break. So, right. So there's not really a class thing now, although obviously you guys know we're online the rest of the semester anyway, but, those two are here on campus.
We had somebody.
And everybody else went back.
Everybody went back. We had a question real quick. Would you guys consider the basketball banquet at an expanded facility? I think people feel so bad for guys like Kip and Andre and these guys that aren't able to finish their basketball career on a court.
Yeah.
Are they going to be able to do that, or is it just still up in the air?
No, because that's another one of the, you know, and we're all being responsible and doing the right thing and listening to the experts who are saying all this about crowds and large groups. And, you know, unfortunately, that's just another one of the
too bad
sad things that is going to be there is the banquet. Just like, I mean, just think of, you know, high school grads and college
right.
grads all over the, you know, country this year. I mean, it's just really tough, right? But those are one of the sacrifices that of the many that so many people are having to make.
Excellent stuff today, Derek Burson. According to Derek's parents, he just does stats. And that's just
what
I love. Parents, they're the best, aren't they? I mean, they really are. My mom just texted me after the Jack Ingram and said, "You and Derek did a great job on that interview." I'm like, "Thank you, Mom." I was wondering. It's you're right.
No, I can. I know you want to let me go, but I can show you even more bizarro how it is. So I'm as an SID in my first couple years, right? And I'm setting up these interviews.
By the way,
my dad would call.
Derek, we've got all hour. Derek, we got all hour. Okay. You just keep talking, man.
Well, my dad would call me on the phone and say, "Hey, the Peoria Journal Star's got an article that John Sapini talked to Frank Williams. They got an article in the paper." I'm like, "I know he did. I was with him. I set it up, right?" He's like, no recognition or understanding of it at all. But so then I was like, "Oh, did they? Oh, interesting, huh? Oh, that's great."
In his mind, John Sapini was doing a little bit better job than his own son, basically.
Yeah, I'm aware. You don't need to clip it and mail it to me. I'm good.
I love good. Parents, man. And Derek, you're one. And in about 20 years, they're going to be making fun of you, just like we're making fun of our parents. You know it's going to happen. It's a circle of life.
Yeah.
Well, Derek,
I think it's happening to me already.
Right. Hey, buddy, listen, get back to your family. This is if there's a silver lining behind all of this, it's the fact that we're going to be able to spend more time with families. And I know you're a guy, especially this time of year, that is always gone. And so we appreciate this 100%. Great interview and great stuff. It's nice to be on the other side of it, I bet, one time. So well done, my friend.
All right, thanks, guys.
Hey, thanks, go Cards.
If you get bored, talk hoops next week or the week after that, whatever.
I didn't hang up yet.
Yeah. He heard the Cards. Yeah, Derek said if you get bored, we're always here. You can chat another 30 minutes, whenever you want, buddy.
Okay, I'll bring my Mount Rushmore of places to eat in Big Ten cities for you next time.
Oh, see, now he's
something a lot of expertise in that area, as you guys can tell by seeing me.
Oh, stop it. Yeah. We're not even kidding now. We're going to have him on soon to do that. That's going to be awesome. I love it. Derek Burson.
All right, we'll see you guys.
See you, buddy.
Thanks,
I could talk to Derek all day. Every one of these interviews we've done today, I could have all lasted 2 hours. Jack Ingram could have lasted 2 hours. I wouldn't do that to Craig Anderson, the executive director of the IHSA. I'd probably run out of questions eventually for him, but I would never run out of questions for Derek or Jack. That's awesome.
That was great.
That was awesome.
I enjoyed it.
Thanks
thoroughly.
For setting that up. That was wonderful. That is fun. All right, here's who. There's one guy mad though. Hans D. What he did a lot of work to get this Who You Got done. So we're still gonna
get to it.
Yeah, we're gonna get to it right now. We got time, Hans. I did want to read a couple of things. Ken, really appreciate it, buddy. He said Ingram and DB interviews great today. Insightful stuff. Keep up the great work. Thank you, Bill. From Troy said he can't watch the replay of the Arizona game. I know the blah, blah job that is coming because of North Carolina. Wow, Bill, you can't even watch the Arizona game. That's okay. It's amazing how we are as fans. Like, I can't watch Carolina, but I could go back and watch. And you and I and Hans were laughing because, you know, oh, by the way, they played Louisville in between. Nobody remembers that game.
Yeah.
And I saw that game live when Raj came down the lane and dunked.
That was sick.
They beat Louisville by 15?
15. Francisco Garcia. Say.
That's right.
72-57.
I remember and you even heard it watching the Arizona-Illinois game the other day where all of a sudden you're like, Rick Pitino and Louisville are heading to the Final Four. And it's like, at the time, we probably don't care because we're just trying to beat Arizona. But at the time, you're like, oh, crap, can we beat Louisville? Because they beat West Virginia.
That's right.
So it's
Pitsnoggle?
Yeah, with Kevin Pitsnoggle, I think. So you're probably sitting there going, okay, how do we match up with Louisville? And, well, we matched up really well with Louisville. And then I remember being at that game watching Michigan State and North Carolina.
I said, hoping Michigan State beat North Carolina.
And I honestly, in the arena that day, I remember somebody asked me the question about who would you rather play? And I said, in a weird way, I don't want to play Michigan State because I'm tired of them always having so much success. And it would eat at me the rest of my life if we finally made it again. And then Michigan State won it.
And then you got both Michigan schools beating you.
Yes.
In the Final Four.
And literally, I said that. I said, I'd rather lose if we have to North Carolina. And maybe I'm the kiss of death on that.
Don't put that on yourself.
Okay, I won't. Please, yeah. Brian, by the way, from VG said, Ben to Holmes, Roethlisberger to Santonio. It did happen, Tay. Oh, Brian. And he said, I haven't watched either Illini Final Four loss. Yeah, I'm with you. It's hard, man. It's hard. All right, when we come back, Hans D. has put together a classic Who You Got. We're doing it next. It's The Drive.
This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
Patience has its place. If you turn on the water first, let it warm up before jumping in the shower, that's smart.
Ah! It's cold.
Waiting until your house is sold to get your moving estimate, that's not a wise decision. Lead time for summer moves can be up to 8 weeks. Planning on moving this summer? Contact 2 Minute a Truck right now, even if you haven't sold your home. Professional estimators with professional moving solutions. TwoMenChampagne.com. That's a smart move.
The goal at PDR Automotive in Urbana is a simple one: to provide you with the safe, reliable transportation in your vehicle. They aren't just after the quick fix to get you back on the road, but instead have two main priorities. They want you to feel safe in your automobile, and they want you satisfied with their work. PDR has been in business since 1973 for a reason. They give quality service and will explain every turn of the wrench. So call them the next time your car or truck has an issue at 367-9481, or visit them on Cunningham Avenue in Urbana.
Big Grove Tavern in downtown Champaign is now offering curbside service for lunch and dinner. Give them a call at 239-3505 from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. daily. Offering their most popular dishes and to-go bottles of wine and spirits. Plus, all gift cards are currently 15% off. Big Grove Tavern misses their guests but wants to stay connected to the community. Thank you to everyone for all your support. Big Grove, big flavor.
The Illini Shop on 6th Street is closing its doors for good on March 29th. Final inventory liquidation is now in effect, nothing being held back. All items in store have been marked down 50 to 80% off. Short sleeve Illini t-shirts, 4 for $22. Top brands like Nike, Champion, Columbia, and more, all on closeout. Shop now for the best selection of remaining Illini merchandise. Everything must go. The Illini Shop, 707 South 6th Street in Campustown.
At Honda BMW of Champaign, they've got the widest variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs for you to choose from. Each of their pre-owned vehicles have undergone a rigorous and thorough inspection to ensure the highest quality for you. How could you go wrong at Honda BMW of Champaign? Visit them at the corner of Neal and Burr Washington Savoy, online at drivechampagne.com or call 356-0303, drivechampagne.com.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues, including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission, require specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know the quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surface is your first stop.
This is your year for impeccable flooring style. Flooring Surfaces brings fresh looks from around the world to Central Illinois. And right now, we're offering deep discounts on all the floors you want. You'll save big on Italian porcelain tile, beautiful hardwood floors, waterproof vinyl, soft and durable carpets, and fantastic backsplash mosaics. If it's in stock, it's on sale now. And with over 1 million square feet of flooring in stock, you'll find the right look to fit your style and budget. Combine excellent selection with free design assistance, free estimates, professional installation service, and financing options. It's easy to see why Flooring Surfaces has your floor covered. See us today at 401 East Mercury Drive in Champaign.
See the showroom top designer shop. Flooring Surfaces, your first stop. Flooring Surfaces.
You've heard their name, but who are they? Area-wide Technologies is a full-service business solutions provider. What does that mean? Area-wide makes it their mission to provide the perfect custom solution designed to meet your business needs. They can help you operate your IT department with confidence and excellence. Let their certified security professionals show you where your network is vulnerable, including their support in helping you transition from Windows 7. Give them a call, 217-359-8041, or email them at info@areawidetech.com.
Jeff Facer at Areawide Technologies on why he wants to help restaurants.
Since restaurants have been closed down, I thought that would be a good place to start and engage and try and help them to the extent that I could.
And why is he doing it?
All I want to do is help, and quite frankly, I want to challenge others to do the same. Do whatever, but let's come together and solve this problem.
And what does Jeff Facer think of our future?
I'm absolutely optimistic we're going to be okay, but I think we're only going to be okay if we quit buying toilet paper and if we come together as one, find out who needs help and help. Everybody can contribute, whether it's time, running groceries to somebody, or whatever. Everybody can help, and we need to do that.
Stevie J Broadcasting salutes local business leader Jeff Facer at Areawide Technologies for all he's doing to help our community.
Farmers are the backbone of our communities. At Prospect Bank, we cultivate relationships that help ensure our farmers have the tools they need for a bountiful harvest. I'm Matt Hoos, and as the Chief Agribusiness Officer at Prospect Bank, I'll put my years of experience to work for you and your operation. Get the conversation started by calling 217-896-2423. Opportunities are waiting for you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
The Jeremy Warner Show, weekday mornings from 9 to 11, right here on ESPN
93.5. Let's go! Well, I don't know where we're going. We got nowhere to go. Everything's shut down.
True. Go to the CMI read. Tell you about Chemical Maintenance Incorporated. Don't forget to contact CMI. Their service department to keep your floor in good working order. They have a full service department that focuses on preventative maintenance programs. With all the wet and muddy weather being tracked in, you want to make sure your floors are not coming apart. Call them today at 217-359-6262. That's 217-359-6262.
I don't like this song. Hans, is this your song?
This is a good song.
Is that one you put on?
Yeah.
I need some energy. I need a little Motley. I need a little...
You know, it's Friday. We might need something else.
Good call. I need a little GNR. I need a little Hot Stepper. No, I didn't need that. I need a little Kenny. Oh, man! And more than anything, in these trying times... One thing they can't take away from us, boys.
I hope not.
Even in the Prohibition era, we figured out ways. We had fast cars. We had distills. Is that what they were called?
Distilleries.
Distilleries and woods. Coon dogs couldn't find them. They couldn't take away this. Yeah, baby. The Drive with Tay and Piper, Lante, Derek Piper. Hans D.
Hello.
Is in studio. What's up, buddy?
Oh, nothing much. You know, just staying healthy.
We are tearing apart social distancing right now. We are not behaving. Yeah. I am 6 feet from Hans. Really, Derek's the issue here. He's 4.5 from me.
I'm really close to Hans.
You're the problem, Derek.
I had to call somebody out. Not his own fault. It's just where he sits, and now Hans is sitting there. If you lean in, people can see.
To be fair, I didn't move.
No.
I've been sitting
correct
4.5 feet away from you, which is a little too close. Then Hans just comes and pops right next to me.
Yeah, you know.
This is awesome. All right, it is time for, thank you, Ryan. Just tuned in, but being a UPS driver, I'll say that y'all are essential to keep me going. Stay safe. Hope to hear from you guys next week. Listen, Ryan, I'm good friends with Drew White, of course, works for UPS. All of you, everybody that are on kind of the front line, if you will. I know they're not doctors and nurses. I get it. But you talk about an essential job getting you your stuff. And they're out there. So you be safe as well, man. Honestly. Everybody be safe. Let's just make sure this area is just as safe as can be, right? Let's do it. All right, Hans. Time for Who You Got.
First up in Who You Got, Silverback Gorilla versus Grizzly Bear.
Wow.
A Silverback Gorilla averages about 5'4", 350 pounds.
5'4", 350?
Yeah.
Was that like Butterball? Was that his name? Butterbean or whatever. Who was the boxer? The bald dude
know.
That was like real fat and... Butterbean, I think, was his name.
And then a Grizzly Bear is 6'5", about 500 pounds.
Oh, size of that.
So, I mean...
Who yeah, but got? Listen, if you're called a silverback gorilla,
yeah.
It's true.
A bear is 6'5", 500?
Yeah.
I guess I didn't realize how big they are. You know what? The bear should win that, but I think a silverback gorilla just comes at you with a different kind of attitude.
Yeah.
He's got the experience.
He's got
silver going on the back.
Good call.
That's true.
Good call.
This is like Kofi going against...
Andres Feliz.
Well...
kinda.
Yeah. Kofi against Kipper.
I wouldn't go against Andres in that one.
Oh. Okay, I get where you're going with
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
I got you. I'm like talking toughness. About size differential.
Oh, yeah, be Kipper against
yeah.
Kofi, yeah.
Yeah, I'm taking the Grizzly Bear.
Okay.
Silverback will be on its back.
I am going to YouTube tonight a Silverback Gorilla versus Grizzly Bear attack.
They've done it. No, I'm kidding.
I want to see if they've ever fought. If they have, we've got it on YouTube, I bet.
Yeah. And I got the silverback. I think, they're used to fighting.
Yeah, they're tough.
Grizzlies.
Butterbean, thank you to a 217. Butterbean.
Next up, Godzilla versus King Kong. Godzilla is about 300 feet. And King Kong.
Feet.
Yeah.
Okay.
King Kong, about 250. So, who you got? There's a little bit of a size
Godzilla's about 300 feet. Okay, I've never been that impressed with Godzilla. He's got little hands,
yep.
right?
Yep.
Those little arms. He's got a tail, though.
Big tail.
The tail can... If you can watch the tail and just take a little heat... Like, if I'm King Kong, my first reaction is to, like, juke left, hoping his
right.
tail goes right. And then I come back the other way. He flames at me. I take a little bit of it. My eyebrows get seared.
yep,
but
yep.
then King Kong just absolutely, like, drills one right in his chopper. Okay. And then once you got him on the ground and the tail isn't anything to do with him anymore, King Kong just gets on and just starts, and then he's I'm going King Kong.
There's no possible way I can compete with that analysis, so I'm going with King Kong.
Yeah, same here.
300 feet.
Next up.
How tall is 300 feet? Is Memorial Stadium from the ground to the very top 300 feet?
300 feet. I would say so.
I bet it's not even close to 300 feet, right? Probably. Well, I don't know.
No, we're putting our education
I'll try looking into
Lana's
it.
Lana's going somewhere near, like, engineering.
30 flights.
Oh. Well, yeah, that'd be
10 each. 10 times 30.
Yeah, hell of a lot higher than Memorial Stadium. Be like 10 Memorial Stadium. Jeez. Yikes.
Well, next up, we're going to the water. Killer whale versus great white shark. Who you got?
I have actually watched these. Killer whales are mean.
They're big, too.
They're big. And you know what they do? They group up.
Yeah.
And so what they do is they group up against a shark and they get them on their back. And, you know, if you get a shark on their back, they're paralyzed. So I've seen this. I'm going killer whale. Anything that has killer in it? Yeah. Derek's like,
how
can I go
Lon
first?
So prepared for these?
Somebody did say Godzilla all day. I don't know. I'm like really nailing the animals.
Killer whale. I'm completely outmatched.
Now, this next one, I'm going to be in deep trouble.
SpongeBob versus Patrick. SpongeBob weighing in at 1 ounce and 4 inches. Patrick, he's 6 inches tall and 2 ounces. Who you got?
Ooh.
Yeah, he's a
looks heavier than 2 ounces.
Yeah, he does look
so this
heavier.
Is like, what are we doing here? They fighting each other?
Yeah. Oh, they're fighting.
Who you
yeah.
got, man? Oh. What always amazes me about SpongeBob is that these guys are working underwater. And they've got some good skills underwater. I don't know. SpongeBob's too nice. Yeah. Although you can punch him.
Himself up.
Right.
But his limbs.
He can't lift anything.
No.
Yeah, his limbs will just tear off.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
But if you punch him, you go right through him.
Oh, geez.
I'm going to go Patrick.
I like Patrick as well.
Okay.
Patrick the Star. Next up, Medieval LARP, which is live action role play. You know those guys that like pretend they're and they do sword fights
yes,
and stuff.
This is awesome.
Versus a martial artist at the Japan House. On
right
campus.
Here on campus.
Hell yeah. Who you got?
Okay, this isn't even close,
martial
right?
Martial artist.
Martial artist. And yeah. I kind of want to see this. Because I kind of want to see, you know, them just say, why do you think you're so cool being a Civil War dude?
With those foam swords.
Yeah.
Or this, yeah
and Civil just War. Take them to the ground.
Totally.
We're going martial artist.
As much as I think that breaking boards, they're like so thin or maybe already half broken. I mean, live action role play, they're not actually doing anything.
Yeah, not really, no.
Sorry. If you listen to the show, we appreciate it.
Next up, Jake from State Farm versus Flo from Progressive.
Oh, wow.
Who you got?
Jake's sneaky. Calls people in the middle of the night.
I hate both of these.
I know.
So annoying.
I'm going to go
Flo. Why are they still on TV?
I'm going Flo. I bet she can get to a different level of angry.
Has anyone no one's seen Jake from State Farm get out of his chair.
Good call.
Even know how he moves.
It's a good call. His khakis are always pressed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's not an active
Flo's
guy.
Flo's gonna dominate.
Next up, Brad Underwood versus Fran McCaffrey.
Oh.
Who you got?
Brad Underwood's got a chin.
Oh.
He's got a chin.
Oh yeah.
For fighting, I think Fran. First of all, we all know what Fran is. He'd be complaining, and then right when you weren't expecting it, he'd throw a sucker punch. But Brad Underwood would take it, and he'd be like, he would get this weird look on his face, and he would look down at Fran, and he'd be like, did you just do that? And then Fran would be like, oh, crap. And Brad would just pummel his, you know what.
Fran would just start crying.
Yeah, he'd be immediately.
Fran's a little crazier, though.
That is true. He'd bring, like, a shank or whatever to the fight. He'd have, like, what are those things you put on your knuckles?
Iron foot.
Oh, like brass knuckle.
Brass knuckle. Yeah, Fran would come out with that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still taking Brad,
taking Brad
man.
All the way.
Taking Brad.
Next up, Mitch Trubisky versus Nick Foles.
And this is all in a fight.
This is not for the starting position.
I could see Mitch coming in and trying to punch and then immediately just hunkering down and like the, just going, no, don't, no. I'm going Nick Foles.
Talked about it earlier, Mitch Trubisky has
BDN.
No swag. No toughness.
I want to see Nick Foles enter the arena.
Yeah, I mean, he's
BDN cape.
BDN.
Boom.
It's over.
Boom.
Definitely.
Okay.
Next up, LSU versus Cincinnati Bengals. This is basically best college team versus worst NFL team. Who you got?
Because of Joe Burrow, who is going to ironically be Cincinnati's quarterback, I mean, honestly, the Bengals would probably crush them. But
no, this is supposed to go.
I'm going to go LSU. What the heck?
Yeah. You're supposed to say the Bengals because they all had stars in college and they're going to have strength, size advantages. That Burrow, LSU.
By the way, somebody said 300 feet is 100 yards. We are so bad. That's not that hard to figure out. So basically, Godzilla is the length of a football field.
So standing up.
If you stood up the football field, is it higher than Memorial Stadium?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it is, too. Mm-hmm. I wonder what yard line it would hit at the very top. There, take that, people.
Next up, Vanderbilt versus Detroit Tigers in baseball.
Somebody said SpongeBob would win. He got into a fight with a student at boating school and won because he absorbs the punches and the other guy wears down and passes out.
Jeez,
never thought of that.
SpongeBob knowledge right there.
Good Lord. What was it? Vanderbilt Tigers. Versus Detroit.
Yeah.
I'll go Detroit. Okay. They need some help. The city, I mean.
A lame city. Next up, Kansas versus Golden State Warriors. Golden State is really bad right now.
They
Without
are.
Without Steph Curry.
Yeah. They would beat Kansas by 20.
Yeah, they would.
All right.
Run Kansas.
Yep.
This is what we've been waiting for.
Okay.
James Harden.
This
Tevian
is our Gus
Jones.
Macker tournament.
Oh, yeah. James Harden, Tevian Jones, and best kid from St. Joe.
Ooh. Okay.
Versus LeBron James, Kipper Nichols, and best kid from Muhammad.
Hurry. Somebody from St. Joe sent in a kid in high school right now. There's a Kane kid over there. I can't think of his first name. And then Muhammad. We need somebody from Muhammad to send in one of your high school kids. So you got LeBron, Kipper, and a kid from Muhammad against Harden. I don't like James Harden. Why can't he shave one time?
Yeah, I don't even know.
He did go to Arizona State. I remember Illinois playing him. I'll go LeBron and Kipper.
All right.
Kipper was better than Tevian.
Yeah,
and
see,
LeBron's better
Kipper's
than
better than Tevian. LeBron's better than Harden. But the one thing I will say, I'm betting the St. Joe kid is a guard who can really, really shoot the ball.
There's
Tev
no
can
doubt.
Hit threes. James Harden can hit threes. Threes might be better than twos here. They always are.
Muhammad's always well coached.
Three ball. I don't like watching Harden in the Rockets with us.
No, I don't either.
I really think the kids are the factor in this
one. I do too.
And I think Muhammad's got a little more skill. I'm just going to
say
that. No offense to St. Joe, but
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. We ran out of our... Hold on. Just keep going.
Kawhi Leonard.
Oh, yeah. Here he comes.
Kawhi Leonard, Andres Fleece, and Brandon Peters versus Kevin Durant, Trent Frazier, and Luke Ford.
Wow, that's a good one. So you got Fleece against Frazier. Brandon Peters against Luke Ford. Luke could take him down low, but Brandon Peters, I bet
he's got
hell
range.
Of a basketball
Shoot over
player.
Him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kawhi and Durant.
Kawhi. I'm going to go Kawhi, Fleece, and Peters. Yep.
Same here.
I think Fleece is the X factor. I'm taking Kawhi, Fleece, and Peters.
Okay.
Next up, 2019.
We got about a minute and a half.
All right. Alan Griffin and Kofi Coburn versus the 2005. D. Brown, Darren Williams, and James Augustine.
Let's move on.
All right.
2005.
Yeah.
John Gross, next question.
Yep. 2010 Ron
Next
Zook,
question.
Texas Bowl team. They were 7-6.
Oh.
Versus a 2019 Lovie Smith Red Box team. No injuries.
Can I just say that I love this who you got? This is my favorite who you got.
Why, thank you.
Especially the animals.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Yeah.
So you had Brandon Peters against Nate, right?
Yep.
Yep.
Pulling up the roster here real quick for reference. Shieldhouse is your quarterback. Mykel Ashore.
Oh.
Running back. Wide receivers, A.J. Jenkins.
Oh, first round pick.
Who else? Not listing a whole lot else.
Okay.
Ryan Langford, Spencer Harris.
Yeah, I remember those dudes.
Chris James.
Against, we got a minute.
Amitor Bebe.
Yeah.
Brandon Peters.
I'm going to go the Red Box, or I'm sorry, the Texas Bowl team.
Okay.
I'm going to go Shieldhouse engineering a late drive. That's what I'm going to do.
All right.
I like that defense.
Although Peters engineered a lot of late drives.
Yeah. Martez, Nate Bussey.
Oh, yeah.
Nate Bussey was fun to watch. Yeah. Corey Legit.
Oh, he had a big butt.
Jeez.
Corey Legit
Javon
had a
Wilson.
Big old butt.
Oh, this team's got some pros.
They do, man.
Yeah, I'm taking the Texas Bowl team.
I'll
Mykel Ashore, too,
well
ran
done.
For almost 17 100 yards.
Did he really?
17 touchdowns.
That's well done. Hans.
Good work, Hans.
Oh, thank
Massive
you.
Work today.
Go watch Animal Planet for 3 days so I can come in here for him.
It was a little creepy how well I was able to analyze animal fights.
That was amazing.
For the record, I can't watch animals fight. I want to thank Craig Anderson, Executive Director, IHSA, Jack Ingram, Illinois Basketball, Derek.
This episode of The Drive with Lonte and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.